Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
I think that was a five.
Hey, welcome to the Simon Says podcast. This is podcast 142, I'm told.
Yes.
Boy.
Is that right?
It is mathematically correct.
You don't know.
I do, because I wrote down 141 last week.
You could have written down anything and told me, and I'd have been like,
no, it says right here. 141, Sean's big underwear and tight pants.
Okay, he's
clearly
right.
Clearly, that's what we talked about.
Hey, we're the Get Up Show. I'm Sean. Charlie is over there. Maddie, of course, is over there. You just heard him talking about stuff. How would you feel if your grandmother was actively judging you against your brothers, sisters, cousins? There's a lady who has a board. Like, what do you call that when you have a board up with numbers on it? Like a leaderboard?
Yeah, kind of.
I'd call it a leaderboard. She has a leaderboard up at her house, and she has 10 grandkids, and she has them on the board 1 through 10.
Like ranking their accomplishments?
Just ranking how she feels about them.
Right. And then what I love is, so there's a video now of her, one of the grandsons, who was ranked number 4 at the time, going and showing her that he got new tattoos.
Yes.
Oh, I bet that made him go down the list.
Yeah, he's now number 10.
But what I thought was interesting is, you realize it was what really made me laugh about that is, you know, she's swooning and whatever and putting him in number 10. I realized that there is somebody at number 10. So it's like he went from number 4 to number 10, but like, yeah, what did number 10 do?
Nothing.
It could be really small things, like didn't call that week, or didn't say thank you for the cookies, or, you know. But the thing is, she's doing this where people can see it, and now because everybody lives online, everybody knows about it. But grandparents have judged grandkids since the beginning of time.
Oh, absolutely. I really feel like she's doing it kind of in fun, but some don't do it in fun. And yeah, I mean, you know, everybody has favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you try to say, I love them all equally, you know you have your favorite kids, your favorite grandkids.
Of course.
Yeah, it's funny. There was just, when I was looking up stories and stuff online, I was looking at, like, the New York Post has been doing, like, Dear Abby stuff again.
Uh-huh.
And they had a thing. It was like, I'm a grandparent. I don't want to hang out with my grandkid.
It's
like,
really?
What do I do? And I was like, that's interesting. What if you didn't like your grandkids at all? Like,
I'm sure it happens.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But you're completely obligated, because you'll be some kind of a social pariah. You know, you'll be like a freak if you're a grandparent.
Because you're supposed to just be like loving being the grandma and everything. But I mean, say that your children's parenting skills aren't so great and the kid's a brat. What do you do?
You know, you could, as a grandparent, look at it as, I've done my time. I don't have to deal with wiping butts and noses. You know what? I did it. Good luck. Peace out.
Yeah, but then you're deemed as awful.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to be, you're supposed to love being a grandparent.
And I, same thing for people who have bunches of kids. There's always a favorite. That's why I'm lucky I got only one child.
She's still not the favorite. No,
I don't have to judge.
Yeah, I warn her all the time. Like, she can lose her status in a moment's notice.
So who was the favorite, you or your sister at your house?
I was the favorite up until she came around, I think.
Well, yeah, you would be.
But I think it was those. It was one of those cases where the older sibling, because I was the oldest, she was younger by 5 years. And so she got away with murder.
Yeah.
So like my parents learned what to do and what not to do on me. And then she got away with everything because they had made their mistakes.
And she was the baby.
It's funny because... And then I remember, I mean, I would get in trouble all the time for stuff. I mean, I remember the one time where we were playing around. You know those fold-up beds?
Like yeah.
Roll-away beds?
Yeah, I hate those things.
Oh, we thought it would be hilarious. She was in on it. She thought it was great, too. And we closed her up in the bed, like fold her like a sandwich. Unfortunately, her hand didn't quite get in all the way.
Ooh.
So the frame pinched her finger so bad that she had to go to the hospital to get stitches. I got in so much trouble. Then the other time where we had the wood-burning stove, and I was like, oh, it's not that hot. I put my hands right on it, but I wasn't really putting them on it. I was putting them right above it.
Really?
And then she went and put her hands directly on the stove.
You are mean.
Such mean stuff.
I don't think that was mean. She should have known that I was fooling around.
As a younger sister, I will tell you that I wanted to do everything my older brother did because I thought he was so cool. And so I totally would have just slapped my hands on top of that stove.
So you were the favorite. You were the baby. You were the favorite.
Yeah, and I was the only girl.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I got a lot of extra attention. But that being said, my brother was a perfect kid, super smart, never got in trouble. So I'm sure there were times they loved him more than me.
What about you?
I think my sister was the favorite. She thinks I was the favorite.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I don't know.
But she didn't run in... Let me see if I can word this correctly. She didn't run in dangerous circles like you did she?
No.
She's always been kind of a goody two shoes, right?
Well, for the most part.
Well, compared to you.
Yeah. I don't know what you mean. But nah, she was a good kid. She was a good kid. She, you're talking about burning your sister's hands off and chopping her hand off and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
Well, that's what you just said. Uh-huh. I think back on the mean things that I used to do when I was a kid, and it breaks my heart. I wish there is this new therapy, by the way. It's a sound therapy where they work on words and sound associations, and they do this while you're sleeping, and they'll play a certain sound next to this word, and it'll make you forget certain things. It'll wipe away memories.
Really?
And I wish I could wipe away the memories of being mean to her when I was a kid, you know? But then I see, one of the worst ones ever, and this is going to break my heart to say it, but we were at the beach at Ocean City, and the whole family was there, and she's just a little bitty kid, and she's wearing her little polka dot bikini, and she's doing that little beach pose with her hands out,
mm-hmm.
and right as the shutter clicks, I throw a handful of sand right in her face. And so the picture is this cute little girl whose face is completely blocked out by the sand moving in.
Oh.
And then the next two pictures are her, you know, they're trying to get the sand out. Yeah, trying to get the sand out of her face. Isn't that awful?
It is awful. No, it's funny because I feel like now that my sister and I have an amazing relationship.
Oh, we do too.
But I think the dynamic of, and honestly, like, even the little stuff, even burning her hands off, like trying to get her to not have hands anymore.
Yeah.
I think about even the stuff that we did compared to other siblings I knew who were way more toxic. Like,
yeah.
I had these two brothers that I knew. The oldest was my age and the youngest was actually my sister's age. So same age difference. And they would go at it.
I think brothers and sisters, like brother, brother, sister, sister, they're harder on each other than brother sister combos.
I think you're right. I mean, I don't know. From
what I've been told.
For instance, the older brother was sleeping on the couch, and the younger brother took a baseball bat and hit him in the chest with it.
Good God!
Yeah,
that's a lot.
So funny.
Now I wonder if that that was a brother-brother.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they have guilt about that later or they just think that's hilarious now. I wonder if that's just for sisters.
There's got to be. I mean, if he still has some chest damage.
No.
guilt about that.
They made up too, and there's other stuff.
But that's just boys. That's just the things that they do to each other.
You know, okay, so it's not awful when it's boys doing it to boys.
Oh, it's still awful, but they guys just do different things. But, I mean, so I had two older cousins that were boys, and then my brother, and then me. So I was the baby of four, you know, out of four, I was the only girl and the baby. But my brother pretty much, like you're talking about all these things that you did to your sister. My brother just kind of ignored me and wanted me to go away and quit trying to hang out with him. 4 years.
Same as us.
Quit trying to hang out with him and just go away. But you guys are closer to your siblings though than I am to mine. I love him. I admire him and everything else, but we're just not super close.
I thought it was funny. I would go over to this other friend's house. He had an older brother. His older brother was 4 years older than us. And they would, you know, it was brother, and they would get into it all the time. And then I would come over to hang out with him, and then his older brother would pick on me too. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Suddenly I got rearranged in the pecking order. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute, what happened?
I don't belong here.
Here, standing against this wall, we're going to hit hockey pucks at you. And I'm like, okay.
So Maddie has now, this first time I've seen it, joined the world of next door drama. I love it.
I popped on there a couple times. It's funny because I don't usually get to post. So I had posted up because the other night at like 1:30 in the morning, someone rang my doorbell, waking us all out of a deep sleep. Dogs start barking. I was like, what is going on?
Terrifying. And you didn't call the police.
No, I didn't call the police, but I did go, you know, my wife's like, it's probably nothing. And then I heard it, you know, and I was like, well, let me go look. And I walk out and I kind of peek because we have a glass door. So this is the one thing is I can't sneak a peek because glass door.
I'll see your eyeballs.
Yeah. So I could see that someone was out there and had their like flashlight camera, like their phone flashlight on.
They were loading their gun or they were sharpening
their
knife?
No, they were standing back a little bit from the door. And I was like, well, that's weird. I'm definitely not, you know, and my thing is, 1:30 in the morning, I'm not opening the door.
I don't open my door at 1:30 in the afternoon.
No. So rang it again, and you know we just ignored it. And then, of course, I didn't sleep because I was running through scenarios of death and murder.
Sure.
So the next day, we went and got a Ring cam. So I
Oh, you did?
I did do it.
Nice.
But the funny thing is,
you didn't try to yell, who is it, or anything like that? You just...
No, I don't want to... Look, man, I don't like competition. I definitely don't want to do it at 1:30 in the morning when I'm feeling bleary and exposed.
Might have been an emergency.
You know, they always say that if you're not going to answer your door, at least make some noise. But then I have that guilt. Like, if somebody's ringing the doorbell and I think of somebody selling magazines or something, I'll crawl under the window to not answer the door. But they always say, yell at them, tell them you're not coming to the door, just let them know somebody's home in case they're going to break in.
Right.
The thing you just said about if it was an emergency, I figured if it was an emergency, someone would be like furious knocking, like, oh, help me. But the thing I did post on Nextdoor, I was like, hey, someone rang my doorbell at 1:30 twice last night. Did that happen to anyone else? And of course it was like,
call the police right away. You need a Ring doorbell. Then somebody else posts and says, you should have called 911 immediately, and you need a Ring doorbell camera.
Yeah.
And then the next person says,
why don't you have a doorbell camera?
Yes, and next time call 911. 100% everybody said that. Am I right?
Yeah, it was pretty much. And then someone tried to connect with me. That was a weird one. Like, hey, do you want to connect with this neighbor? I was like, no, I don't want to connect with this neighbor.
Yeah, that is weird.
Well, we should talk about this, that you really should have called 911.
Yeah, probably.
And then I did what I do on Next Store and responded to Maddie's post and said, let me be the first to say you should have called 911 and get a
40
Ring.
40 other comments that say the same thing.
All right, so wait, just a quick to wrap that up, because we talked about it on the air the other day. So I'm out there getting ready to install my doorbell camera. I'm in the house getting my tools and I hear my wife talking to somebody. I walk out and she goes, we know who rang the doorbell now. I'm like, oh, what? She's like, well, the neighbor just walked by. I said he was out walking his dog. One of the children left the light on in their car, and he thought he would be polite and let us know. And I was like, and he said, oh, yeah, it was around midnight or something. And she's, we're both like, oh, hell no. It was 1:30 in the morning.
Who walks their dog at 1:30?
I don't know. Well, and at that point, too, like, who? I appreciate you being a good neighbor, but not at 1:30 in the morning. Let it go.
Yeah, that's creepy.
That's the part that, so look, if you get home late and the dog has to go, you got to take him for a walk. That part's not so weird, but I don't know what I would do if I knew, like, I know you, and I see this light on, and I'd be like, ah, should I tell him? I mean, their battery's going to die, but it's really late. What do you do?
That's one where you mind your own business and go on home. That's what I think that is.
Yeah, it really, I mean, again, and I appreciate it. Although now it's funny because now we've got the doorbell cam, and now the kids won't leave it alone. So, like, they're just constantly like,
that's funny.
That's good.
Shoot, I'm trying to find.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for it because you had the greatest post on Nextdoor of all time.
What was it?
Your post on that comment.
Hold on. The lady who said.
Shoot. Wait,
well,
yeah.
I can paraphrase.
All right. Well, you start paraphrasing because I wanted to read it.
Didn't I take a picture of it? There's this lady who posts this long, rambling post about how crime needs to go away, that something needs to be done about.
Okay.
Have you got it?
No, I found yours. So just say it.
Okay. So she's got this post that's like a page and a half long talking about people who do crime should be punished.
Yes.
Crime should be illegal in Greensboro.
It is.
And just on and on and on, restating it over and over, how crime is out of control and it shouldn't be this way, that crime is bad and we have to do something about it. We need to pull together as a people and make sure that crime is illegal and that criminals go to jail. And then after they go to jail once, if they do another crime, they're banned from the city forever.
Yes. Oh, we're going to kick them out of town?
Yeah. And so then
So it goes on and on and on. Everyone's just like weighing in on it.
The main thing was people were saying, I just, you know, lost my mind trying to read what you wrote. Please chill. You know,
yeah. Everybody's please use like, punctuation.
Everybody's like grammar policing on her and then saying, hey, crime is illegal. But then I said,
I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Crime is bad. It's not good. When criminals do crime, they are doing a bad thing. This means it is not good. Good things are better than bad things. Let's do this.
So you basically paraphrased her whole post.
Doing crime is bad.
It's not good.
Being good is good.
Let's do this. And the thing
I do like the let's do this too.
Yeah, man. It's an action piece. You know, this is an actionable thing. Let's do good things, not bad things. Who's with me? But the thing about that is, I wrote that idiocy and not one comment.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Did you not even get any? Well, like, can you laugh at something?
Oh, yeah.
Can you get a thumbs up?
Did I get any of that? I don't remember.
I don't know. But Nextdoor is insane.
It is.
You know, we've talked before about how our memories are weird. Like you walk into a room, forget why you're there, and then, you know, forget what you forgot. You're forgetting it while you're trying to think about what you're not thinking about. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the other day I had to take my car to the shop and they gave me a loaner, and the guy calls and he says, you're all set. I said, okay, I'll be there in a minute. And now, mind you, when you get a loaner from Randy, you know, Randy,
mm-hmm.
I love Randy. He's the coolest guy. When you get a loaner from Randy, it's just a hair before running out of gas.
Oh, great.
And he'll say, when he's looking at the loaner, he's like, well, this has got almost a quarter of a tank. You better play the lottery today. And he's not kidding. So he calls me. He says, it's ready. I get in the car. I'm going down the road, and the road is closed. There's been a big accident, so the road's closed. So I have to maneuver back through neighborhoods to get over there. And I kind of know where I'm going. Start going the wrong way. Turn around, go the right way. Anyway, I get like one block from his place and I realize, wait a minute, I don't have my car key.
Oh no.
So I turn around from almost in the driveway of the place, drive all the way home on fumes, go in the house, can't find my car key. Where is my car key? I have to have my car key.
I'll tell you.
So then get back in the car that's running out of gas. Road is still closed. Have to maneuver all around through these neighborhoods. And that's when I realize the reason I don't have my key is because he has it
Randy's
in my car.
Randy's got your key.
Believe it?
But
did you ever run out of gas?
I didn't. But whoever got in it next, all of the presets were set on 98.7 and they ran out of gas.
I do that on every car.
Oh, yeah, of course. And when I got in it, it was on another station. And I was like, let me check this. I had already been in that one before. All of them were 98.7.
I'll go through. I like the ones. I think it's neat how some radios will have like three banks of.
Yeah.
Like, you have like three Like, who listens to that many radio stations?
Do you put them all on 98.7?
Oh, God,
oh,
yeah.
That's a good thing, man.
If I could put AM stations on 98.7, I would.
But have you ever, I mean, to me, that was a new pinnacle of forgetfulness or absent-mindedness.
Right. I'm thinking you needed your key, knowing darn well that it was there with the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, see, I've done stuff like that even recently. I'm trying to think of a good example of it, but it's like, you know,
You mean even recently, like I did this yesterday?
Yeah.
So
it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but that was, I mean, I thought, what, seriously, what is wrong with me? You know, I need some new supplement in my life. I need to get on some
of
that.
Oh, do you want to take, well, it doesn't do anything for memory. I'm on turmeric right now. I'm taking turmeric.
That doesn't do anything.
What about ginkgo biloba?
You just chew the leaves.
What does that do? I thought ginkgo biloba, wait a
That's
minute.
That's for your memory.
Is it? I forgot. Are you sure? But I don't know if any of that stuff works.
I tried to take one of those supplements forever, but it was crazy expensive and you had to take like a lot of them.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just don't have time for all these bills.
So the state fair's in town. We were talking about it. Big Mo and I were talking about how the food is so different at the state fair. You can't make that stuff at home. You know, if you try to make the corn or even the Italian sausage, what's simpler than an Italian sausage with peppers and onions on it? Nothing. But when you make it at home, it's hot garbage compared to what you get at the state fair.
And you can't ever find the right bread.
Steak and cheese is another one. That's one. I'll always see the shaved steak at the market, and I'm like,
you never cook it right when you do it. I've tried it too, man.
I just don't have the right setup.
It never comes out the same, ever. What are some regional meals that people are into in different parts of the country?
Well, for example, in like Colorado Springs, Colorado, they eat a slopper. which is a burger that's covered in so much chili sauce that you eat it with a knife and fork.
That doesn't sound appetizing.
I'm not mad at it.
In Iowa,
you don't
they
like
have,
that?
That's a real wet burger.
Well, you eat it with a knife and fork.
It's called a slopper.
Oh, all right. I guess it's in the name.
In Iowa, they have ham balls.
I've heard of that, but I don't know what that is.
Well, it's basically, it's a meatball made with ground ham, ground beef, and graham cracker crumbs.
Ew.
But then they use a tomato brown sugar glaze on top.
That sounds kind of awful.
Oh, is the hot brown on there?
It's not, but I love a hot brown.
Hot brown is the best.
What the hell's a hot brown?
It's like an open-faced turkey and gravy sandwich.
Yeah, they do it. It's in Kentucky.
Ah.
And it's, oh, it's so good.
It's got a great name, too.
It does.
A slinger is a breakfast in St. Louis where you have two eggs, hash browns, a meat patty, which could be ground beef or sausage.
Meat patty.
Topped with chili.
Meat patty. Here's patty.
Topped with chili, cheese, and onions.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I would eat it. We've heard of coolicles, Kool-Aid dill pickles.
Oh, yeah.
Pickles that are soaked in Kool-Aid.
Don't want none of that.
No.
This one looked so gross. It's from St. Louis. It's called the St. Paul Sandwich. And it had egg. Oh, no, wait. This wasn't the gross one. It was the chow mein.
Well, just tell us that one.
Anyway, this one was the egg foo young, lettuce, mayo, pickles, and white onion on white bread. That's the St. Paul Sandwich.
Actually, that sounds good.
There's one that had chow mein on a sandwich. That one looked gross.
Wait. What's the difference? What's egg foo young?
It's like an omelet, basically.
Okay.
And then the cannibal sandwich. Raw beef with onions on rye.
Yeah, I've heard of that. And that's
too soon, man. We're not talking about cannibals anymore.
Well, that doesn't sound bad.
It's not
bad.
A cannibal unless the cow's eating it.
Right. That's dumb that they call it that, but it's a trendy thing in certain parts of the country.
It's German. It's the steak tartare that we've talked about before.
I love steak tartare. Get a steak tartare and then put a raw egg in it. I really want to push the limits. If I'm going to get sick, I'm going to get sick.
God, might as well serve some raw oysters with it too. And
No, that's completely different.
Yeah.
Talking about raw ground beef.
Actually, that would be good.
Well, there's all sorts of raw.
Have a tartare with a raw egg and raw oysters. I'm in.
Oh, I got
raw cookie dough for dessert.
Oh, dude, you got so many chances.
Now you've gone crazy.
All the viruses.
Now you've lost it. So you're going college visiting with both kids?
Yeah. So we already did App, and then we're going. Well, we were supposed to go this weekend to UNC Asheville. But apparently the open house is full. So we're going on Monday for a tour with both of them. But yeah,
what?
We're taking the boys a senior and the girls a junior. So she's going along for the ride.
But it makes total sense that way. You don't have to do it twice unless she has a school she wants to go to that he doesn't.
Why both schools in the mountains? Why Boone and Asheville?
They want to be in the mountains.
Seriously.
And I actually don't blame them.
I'd be like, UNC Wilmington, bring it on.
So we went to App. It was right on the cusp of leaf season, so it wasn't too bad. I heard last weekend in Asheville was a disaster.
Because of the traffic?
Yes.
All the leaf papers?
Oh, who was it? Someone shared a picture of the Blue Ridge Parkway, and it was another disaster.
Just
it was like
backed up.
Backed up. People just pulling over in places that aren't spots and just like freaking out. It's just funny to me because it's like I grew up, growing up in New Hampshire in the mountains or, up north. It's like, the leaves change color. I don't understand the leaf peeping thing. Like,
I don't either.
And
I
then,
mean,
like, I walk into my backyard and they're all over my yard. I'm like, I don't care.
Wow, well, look, it's beautiful. All these tourists were in my damn yard the other day. It was like the traffic in my driveway was out of line.
But see, like, I drive home across 40 every single day and there's my leaf peeping. I'm like, oh, this is so pretty. Okay, that's enough for me.
But I don't understand. Is it just, hey, look at these trees changing color?
Yes.
Is that all this is?
Yeah.
Yes, it really is.
Absolutely.
And look at, if you're...
It doesn't make any sense.
If you're in that environment, look at the license plates and see how far people travel just to see our leaves change color.
Oh, God, I hate leaves already, and that's only leaf time.
You know what would be cool is if all those people who come to look at the leaves and block up the traffic and everything, on their way out of town, they rake up all your leaves and take them with them.
Take it back.
take some.
Home, decorate with those.
Stand out there and sell them.
Oh my God. I would make so much money off my yard.
God, remember doing leaf collections in school and putting them in those books? Or you would take the piece of wax paper and you put the leaf in there and iron it in there? They don't do those anymore.
Oh my God. So we're trying to find something to, you know, as a giveaway for 98.7 Simon.
Yeah. Well,
let's just bring in a bunch of leaves and laminate them and hand them out.
That doesn't work on locals, man.
No,
that
doesn't work for locals.
So speaking of leaves, I got this new app. Got a new app.
What? No, you didn't.
Yes.
You're lying.
It was called, I can't remember now, but when I was looking for a leaf identifier app, right?
Yeah.
And so I clicked on the first one, hit the little bloonk. You know, that means you're purchasing it when your thumb goes bloonk.
Right. Everyone knows that sound.
And then I read the dang fine print afterwards, and it says, you have a 7-day free trial. After that, you're subscribing for a year. It re-ups every year.
No.
You can only, from what I read, you can only cancel it during the 7-day trial.
Yeah.
And it said on there, I thought, oh, man, damn, I'm stuck with this for the rest of my life. I don't know what to do. And it had in there, it was from China, which, you know, we're supposed to stay away from that kind of stuff.
Stole all your information.
Well, I didn't know what I was doing, and I didn't finish it. And so I never even signed up for the 7-day trial. It kept reminding me, hey, you haven't finished your 7-day trial setup. Do that now so we can bill you for the rest of your days. Your kids will be paying for this after you're dead. But then realized I could go into my, like, what do you call it, storage?
Yeah.
And delete the thing out of there, never having set it up. Then went back in and found a free one called PlantNet. Boom. Now I can identify all these leaves that were given away to our out-of-town guests.
You know, it's neat. If you use the camera or if you use Google Lens,
yeah,
you can do that too.
Yeah.
You know what I just said?
I was having fun with this, but no.
Thanks for just ruining his
I guess.
Oh my God, I've done it again. Yay! Two in a row.
What emoji are you based on your zodiacal sign? What are you guys?
Sagittarius.
You're both Sag? Well, you Sages are cowboys. Cowboy emoji.
It's two on the nose just because there's a horse in our sign.
Scorpio, that's me. The skull emoji.
Yeah, because you're like a scorpion. You're like the kiss of death.
I'm deadly?
Yep.
I don't know.
You're Lita Ford.
Is this just telling us the emoji? There's no explanation behind it.
That was like that car one. Like, what car are you by your zodiac sign? I was like, oh, this will be neat. And it was just like, you're a Toyota Camry. It's like, why? I don't know, because you are.
Well, people who are having a birthday right about now, that's Libra, they are the heart emoji. Which I think I should be the heart emoji because I got so much love.
Yeah.
That should be whatever February is.
I got love to give and I'm a sponge for love.
Are you a robot for love?
I'm a robot built for love. You're a love robot. Beep.
You're the bounty quicker picker upper of love.
That's true.
When everyone freaks out and spill their coffee near their lottery ticket.
Love. They spill that love and it's about to ruin their lottery ticket. And yeah. I go, hold on, I got this.
No. And you're like,
I'll take care of that. If you're born on Valentine's, you're the Aquarius, and you get a star emoji.
Yeah.
What else you want to know?
Mm. What's the poop one?
You're backing into it. You're backing into it. We ain't got no poop on here. Aries is the face palm. Taurus is pizza.
Oh.
Gemini is the shrug. Cancer is the laugh
the
cry.
Shrug.
Leo is just eyes. Virgo is the melting smiley. We already told you those. Libra is a heart. Scorpio is a skull. Sag is a cowboy. Capricorn is the nerd emoji. I don't know that one. Aquarius star. Pisces is the party emoji. So now you know what your proper emoji is for your sign.
Well, thank you.
Speaking of emojis, remember we had that thing about how certain emojis were getting canceled, and one of them was the thumbs up.
Yeah. People are so weird about that. Like, it's so aggressive. Like, why are you mad at me sending me a thumbs up?
I asked my kid. I asked the teenagers in my house. I'm like, do you get offended when I send? And it's like, my daughter, dad, everyone knows it's just like one guy on Reddit who made all that up, and everyone's freaking out about it. She and I laughed, and then she sent me for something else completely. Like, it wasn't like we were talking about it. She sent me the thumbs up. So it's like, I think it's a case of canceled emojis.
Somebody wants to make a big deal out of it.
Somebody found a way to make a fun story about it, and then, you know, we're like, well, I never.
Man, and we live by that crap. How many times do you talk about what you saw online in your real life? Not just because we do it on the radio and stuff. We live by that crap.
Oh, yeah.
And it used to be Cronkite and Carson. And that's where you got your stuff from.
All right, Grandpa.
Right?
Am I
Paul
wrong?
Harvey?
And I'd have my pipe and my slippers. No, the internet, and then unfortunately, again, anybody can make anything up, and that's the thing, like especially like a Reddit, you can put whatever on there.
Well, what I like is when people will ask me, they heard something like that,
yeah.
And they'll ask me, like, I know all the facts in all the world,
yeah.
And ask me if it's true.
What do you mean you don't? I had the feeling that you did.
No, they do. I do. But
your Snopes.
But they ask.
Your Snopes?
Yes.
There was another ring. Was this at an engagement when the ring was lost on the beach this time, or was it?
Yeah, it was an engagement. What happened was uh-huh. is the man got down on his knee and had the ring out, and the bride-to-be was so excited that she tackled him. And they actually, the photographer, because there was a bunch of people there. There was like family members and a photographer. Sure. It was one of those deals.
Well, they knew it was coming then.
Yeah, but she was still so excited that she tackled him.
Fake.
And the photographer got a picture of the ring at the moment the ring is flying through the air.
That's
and
great.
And so everyone was rolling all around in the sand, and even like you asked some old guy with the metal detector came wandering by.
Did he find it, the guy
no.
with the metal detector?
After all of that, it was just about to be dark. They were fighting off. The tide was coming in.
Oh, my God.
Oh no.
And the photographer just had the camera flashlight on and was looking around and was just grabbing in the sand with her hands and actually found it.
But that's nuts. So the dude with the metal detector was super pissed.
Of no help. Like,
yeah. Why did I bring this out here if y'all just going to reach around in there with your hands?
For once, there's literal treasure and he couldn't find it.
Well, there's a guy online, Marvin's Metal Detecting, and he's always posting where he's finding somebody's engagement ring or wedding ring. That's his deal. And the most recent one was this girl lost her grandmother's engagement ring at White Lake, and Marvin went down there with his metal detector, and he finds them like nothing. Like in minutes, he goes and he finds these treasures that have been lost.
That's crazy.
It's a cool gig, isn't it?
I think to be the hero like that would be amazing. Like to be the one that you call in a pinch.
Something special. And but ladies, let me just tell you something. Don't wear your expensive, fancy rings to the beach, to the lake, to the anywhere that it could possibly get lost or damaged.
To the Museum of Sewer Grates.
Right.
Or the Museum of Baby Oil.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Of deep holes.
Yeah, it comes right off.
Uh-huh.
I had a metal detector. And did I tell y'all the only thing I ever found of any substance was one silver quarter, a 1957 quarter in a barn. That's the only thing I ever found with it. Other than that, it was just crap, just garbage, literal garbage.
Mm-hmm.
But now they make them so fancy, man. It makes a different sound. Like if it's garbage, it makes a certain tone. But if it's silver, it makes a tone. If it's gold, it makes a different tone. And you know what you're digging up before you dig the hole.
That's cool.
Yeah, but they're like probably a couple $1,000. I don't know. Mine was a starter.
Mm-hmm.
Loaned it to a friend.
You got
to
have a starter kit. And
Fisher
you
price.
Can't just go right straight up to the $1,000 one.
Nah, if I would have, I'd have some good stuff right now.
Gotta work your way.
I'd definitely have some good stuff.
By the way, were you supposed to be in that barn?
I'm not saying.
I think somebody has a habit of wandering into barns.
Well, we did get run off of a few places with the metal detector, and we had people lie to us. Like we were looking at, you know, foundations of old houses, and somebody ran up on us and said, "What the hell are you doing here? Reason I'm asking is because I own the property." And we're like, "Oh, we're just, you know, we're using the metal detector, just looking around." And so he sent us down the road. He's like, well, the real old house was down here. It was nothing there. There was nothing there. He just wanted us to get off his property.
Get out of here.
Yeah. But you know what? Would you guys be interested in going in on a metal detector and, you know?
Yeah. Can I borrow it first?
No. No, we're going to keep it in my house.
No.
Well, do I have to sign it out like a sign out sheet, or I have to call ahead? Are you going to have a schedule for it?
I probably would go with you. And
well, no, but that's,
and
then I got to split it with you. Whatever I find?
Yeah, of course. Because we all own the metal detector.
So then no matter what you find, whether he's with you or not, you have to split it.
Oh, so I would find the treasure.
I would be with him wearing the headphones and swinging, that's what we call it, swinging the metal detector. And
well, what's he supposed to do?
We'll get a double jack so he can also have the headphones on.
So we're walking side by side,
tethered.
Isn't that cute?
Tethered by headphones.
Where am I? I thought we were all going in on this.
Well, you can too.
Oh, so we have a three-way jack. Why not? I'm on one side. You're on the other. He's in the middle waving the thing around.
I think swinging. He wants us there swinging. So that we can do the digging.
You know, you are smart.
Thank you. See, I told you.
That really is a great idea.
Sounds like some weird S&M thing.
This is what, a three-way jack?
Why do you have to go that way?
It's like a Dom sub thing where you're the Dom with the, and we're following behind with our headphones listening to your
Why
metal.
Why do you go that way always?
He always does. For me.
He just took this innocent metal detecting and just
is
turned it
innocent?
So weird.
Would you be scared if you received an empty envelope in the mail? People are reporting being creeped out by receiving empty Amazon envelopes in the mail. A lot of people are getting them.
I wouldn't be creeped out. I'd just be disappointed because some other people are getting packages.
Yeah, I would just be like, oh, what was this? But I didn't get something that I was supposed to get.
But you know you didn't order it. And you get an empty package.
Well, I would think a friend sent me something or whatever. I wouldn't
be
creeped out.
Yeah, I mean, I'd just be disappointed. Again, you know, there's those people who get stuff randomly sent to them all the time. And like,
this is the new version of that. It's the people, what's it called? There's a name for it where they send the package and it shows the confirmation of it having been delivered. So then they can use that to do fake reviews for their store. So they're just instead of sending products like they used to, like that utensil set that I got from God knows where, that I never left a review on, by the way. Now they're just sending out empty envelopes so they can build up their reviews. But yeah, people are scared of it.
Yeah, but why would you review that then?
No, they do the reviews.
They do the review, making it
I'm
seem
sorry.
Like it came
I'm pretty
from
dumb.
Yeah.
This is a terrible review. I got nothing.
One time, remember when I was so into beef jerky?
Yes. Yeah.
I was buying beef jerky from all over the world. I ordered some and it came and I was like, oh, yes. I just happened to be hungry for beef jerky right now. And the package arrived. Opened it up. Empty package.
Oh, no.
That was a great big whop.
That is a bummer.
So I wrote to him and I said, hey, got the package. It was empty. And 2 days later or so, I get an email back from the company saying, hey, so sorry about that. Would you mind taking a picture of the empty package for me? And I was like, I don't want to do anything. By then, they'd already sent me another one.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. And it was empty too.
It was not.
Hey, we appreciate you joining us. And we had a couple of phone calls. Do we want to do them?
No, they can wait.
You sure?
Yeah, put them on hold, man.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We'll save them.
Just real quick. These are quick ones. I'm serious. They're quick. Hold on. Where is it? Okay. Stand by.
Hey, Simon. How are y'all this morning? What do you do if you just got one eyebrow?
So the new trend is shaving your eyebrows. That's the new fashion, face fashion trend
and
on TikTok.
It's awful. Don't do it.
Shave your eyebrows off. And I told you, I did it when I was a kid. Before this was a whole trend thing, I shaved one off, and that was weird. And so I said, well, I got a match. So I shaved the other one off. And as I told you guys, if you shave your eyebrows off, be ready for that to hurt when it grows back in.
That's interesting.
That doesn't make sense.
This it is like, hurts.
Does it fight its way through your skin hurt, or is it just
no matter
it,
what you
stubby.
Do?
Or just angry?
It's hardcore stubble because your eyebrows are thicker than, you know, other things that you might be shaving. They're not supposed to be shaved, and it's very sensitive when they grow back.
Interesting.
But I did that in elementary school. The same, or along the same time when I got kicked out, sent home for wearing fingernail polish. Because I was told, if you come back to school one more day with fingernail polish on, you're going to have to leave.
And you were like, sweet, I don't want to be here.
I was like, okay, and then completely forgot. Yeah. Forgot about it, went back to school with fingernail polish the next day. But now that's a thing, guys wearing fingernail polish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like no big deal.
Exactly.
Simon, I'm trying to answer the question that you have. On the radio this morning. Call me back, 336-651. Thanks, bye.
The question was, this is the most recognizable television theme song of all time. And it was tough. It was a tough one.
Yeah, we were guessing the Jeffersons and All in the Family and the Andy Griffith Show.
Andy Griffith Show got the most guesses on our Facebook, where people play along with us on the trivia challenge. Andy Griffith was number one. MASH was on there a lot.
I thought Seinfeld would be one.
Didn't even make it on there, I don't think. But the number one was Time for Tony.
Time for Tony. Time for bed.
The Jeopardy theme song.
Tony.
All right, that's enough. We're going to have to pay. That's enough. We're going to have to pay Merv Griffin's estate. He wrote that as a lullaby for his child, Tony, and ended up making like $80 million off of it because of all the plays on Jeopardy.
That drives me crazy because it's not like it's a real complicated song. Like someone just, he just went,
he did it. Yeah, but he did it.
I know. And that's how it always is. Is that
someone
did it.
See, I always thought it was like something else before it got on Jeopardy, but I guess not.
It was. It was Time for Tony.
I wasn't there to hear Time for Tony.
And it has a new name now. It was originally Time for Tony. I think now it's called Think.
Oh, that makes sense.
Hold on. Let's see. I think it's called Think. That's what I'm thinking. What is the title of the Jeopardy theme song?
Don't. We're going to get flagged for that, too.
Look, they don't recognize anything I sing.
You're pitch perfect.
It is Think. Boom. So there you go. The most recognizable television theme song in history, Think, a.k.a. the Jeopardy theme song. Boom. Now you know. So if you ever want to join us on the podcast, we would absolutely love to hear from you. We love your phone calls. Don't hesitate to call 336-373-0987. Click a subscribe and a like. And check us out on the radio sometime if you want to. Go to our website, 987simon.com. How about a final thought, Charlie? What you got?
Let me be the first to tell you that crime should be illegal. So call 911 and get a Ring doorbell camera.
She said it first.
Let's do this.
All right. How about you?
I got to go. I got to grab a slopper and a hot brown.
In that order?
Yeah.
All right. See you next time.
Bye. Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.